We like to go to garage and estate sales and look for treasures. We also like to gather collectors and resellers alike and provide them with valuable information about products, many of them vintage, and share tips about how to get started and make some extra side money doing what we do. Thanks for joining us today. So my name is Marina. Thanks for joining us. And Michelle is my partner. We started reselling or buying things to flip online to sell online over 2 years ago. So we are entering our third year. We're about half the way there. And we want to share with you today how, you know, what kind of lessons we learned in 2020. It was a big year of lessons. And we do have a few things that we want to share with you. So hi, Brittany. Everyone, please, if you are not following Brittany All Bossed Up, give her a follow on her YouTube. She's extremely active on there. And we were actually interviewed by her yesterday. So there's a whole hour interview if you want to give it a watch. Again, her name is Brittany All Bossed Up on YouTube. So that was really fun, Brittany. Thank you again for having us. So we're going to go through our sales for last week. So we like to be transparent and everyone how we did. We also like to know how you all did as well. Kind of just see, how are we doing? Those of us that have our hands and feet in it on the day to day, right? So our total gross of last week was $1,439, and the profit from that was $941. Extremely, extremely happy with that. And as we have been mentioning, so Michelle has kind of, she's tweaked a bit what her role is on Flipping Gal. So she's still doing a lot of behind the scenes stuff. She helped with this beautiful presentation, and that you can see if you go on youtube.com/flippinggals for those of you who are listening on the podcast. And she puts this beautiful, you know, these numbers together for visual context there. So we did $775 on Etsy. That was our biggest winner. Second place was eBay at $98, Poshmark third place at $41, and Mercari fourth place at $25. So what has really been helping us is we do have our virtual assistant. This is the third week she's working with us, and she's been listing Monday through Friday consistently. So she doesn't do like a lot because she is brand new. She did have to learn how to use Vendu, our cross listing app that we work with, but it's been effective even if she doesn't do a lot. So that has been quite a success. And let's see here. Yeah. So Keely said, I know a lot of people who have been struggling on eBay recently, Duncan. And Duncan said, woo, your eBay sales are so poor. Yeah, compared to yours, they are. Duncan is like the eBay pro, and he does have a group on Facebook. It's quite large, and it's just like getting a lot of momentum. If you want to join, he did put the link in the comments. Give it a join. He answers every question that you ask. He's an extremely good moderator on that page. And so Rich has a question for Brittany. He said, hi, Brittany. How are you? What night do you do your live shows? That's a really good question. I love seeing everyone supporting each other. So we'll go ahead and move on here with our top reselling lessons from 2020. So Michelle and I both took turns coming up with one of these. So we're just going to talk through them. And I'm actually going to remove this comment that I left here if I'm able to. Yeah. So we're going to talk through them, but again, I would love to hear your perspective, especially if you are a reseller and you were in the game in 2020. If you weren't a reseller yet last year, then, you know, there's definitely a lot to learn from here. I also wanted to mention, though, that we were on the live with Brittany yesterday, and she actually went through some of our digital products that we have. So we do have an Etsy course. And we do have this ebook called Top 20 Mistakes to Avoid as a Reseller. So because Brittany brought this up, we actually made a 50% discount code in her honor. So you can type her name, Brittany, with two T's, and you will get 50% off the book, the ebook, which is originally $19. And we go through these, you know, very large mistakes that we made our first years reselling, so that you don't have to do the same thing. So you could get that book at 50% off, which I think turns out to be like $8.50 or something like that, half of $19, whatever that is. Rich said, "Flipping Gals, I'm hearing people are starting to veer away from Poshmark. Is that, did I get that right, Rich?" Yeah, I was wondering about that too, because like our sales have been quite low on Poshmark, And we've noticed it's not everybody, because I've seen some who do really well, right? So maybe it just depends what you're selling on there. But for what we're selling, we do notice sometimes we get lower offers there than we would on other platforms like eBay. So that is something we've noticed. Rich says that the sellers do not appear to be happy with the fees, the discounts, and other things. Yeah, they did increase first of all, they do charge 20%, which is a lot. They did increase their shipping prices a bit, and then they often do, there's a lot of discounts there. I have to agree. So, that's another story. And Michelle and I, we're going to be talking about pricing on Clubhouse this Friday. So we do have, if you are on Clubhouse, check us out. There's a club called the Flipping Gals Club. If you follow the club, we'll go ahead and invite you to join the club. Anybody can join. Anybody can follow us on there. But every Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we are doing a conversation about business related things. And so this Friday, which is in a couple of days, we're going to be talking about pricing. So that was a really good point that Rich brought up. It's extremely interesting, and we'll make sure to mention that there as well. So Brittany did say that Sunday she does a chat at 5 p.m. CST, Tuesday motivational, Mondays at 8 p.m. CST. So thank you for sharing, Brittany. All right, so here's the first thing we want to share about what we learned in 2020. So I think a lot of this is you've seen it too, even if you're not a reseller, even just by observing what was going on in the world. Flexibility was key, and almost an understatement, because in this economy where, honestly, I think things slowed down, I think we were in a recession, right? A recession just means that the economy, the sales, what the production of services and products slows down. So, the pandemic that we all confronted last year in 2020 at the very beginning did affect the world economy. And so a lot of businesses went out of business. A lot of the businesses that went out of business were restaurants, because, this was a virus that spreads through the air. So it was a lot of places where it gets crowded or there's a lot of people, not really good circulation, were closed down. And we're in California, so we did definitely get a lot of those businesses that closed down. And the restaurants that didn't pivot or didn't find another way to do business, whether it was, to do delivery or to get a bunch of chairs, because sometimes they were allowed at some points to have chairs outside to do service there, these restaurants went out of business. So if they weren't able to pivot and pivot quickly, because restaurant expenses are a lot, they're just a lot, then again, a lot of these places went out of business. And even just in reselling, we noticed, for example, those who were selling on Amazon had to pivot too, because at some point Amazon shut down a bunch of the categories, so people were not getting sales. So imagine if you're depending on that money, on that income. But there were some who shut down temporarily, and then they came back, and they came back stronger, and then they had their best sales year ever. So even us too, we also had a pivot, because everything was closed here in California. So we used to actually source or get our items on Saturdays before the pandemic. That was our routine. So every Saturday morning, we would wake up early. I usually need an alarm clock, but not on Saturday morning, because I'm so excited to go thrifting or garage selling or estate selling. But Michelle and I would just spend every Saturday morning to find some items at garage sales. And then we would go and look for books, because we also used to like to sell books on Amazon. We would go to library sales and find books. And then that was our sourcing day, right? And so every now and then we would do it also on a Friday, because again, it was just so fun for us. So when the pandemic hit, we weren't able to do that. And so at the beginning we were fine, because when we heard about it, we started just buying a lot. So we were good for a while. But once our inventory started to get lower, we realized hey, we need to pivot. We need to buy everything online. So how many of you who are here did that? How many of you here ended up buying and sourcing your items online? So we're entirely sourcing online. And guess what? We were fine. We did fine. Yeah, it was scary. We were unsure and of the uncertainty if it was going to affect us negatively. We thought it was. And actually, we were able to do just fine, believe it or not. So a couple of comments I did want to review here from, let's see here. I think Michelle said something here. She said, the items people buy are small items, so the profit margin is not high. I think she's talking about Poshmark, if I'm not mistaken, or eBay maybe. Yeah, because Duncan did mention our eBay sales are not good. And then Duncan said, Etsy again seems best selling for us. Yes, right? For us, it's doing well. Etsy is our main, I don't know, person. Platform, not person. And so Brittany said, first day training my new assistant today too. It felt good to know I'm no longer alone. Congratulations, Brittany, on getting a new assistant. I am so excited for you. Yes, now you have, you're growing your team and things are going to get easier for you and your profits are going to increase. That is for certain. And let's see here. So Deng said, oh, that's good, Michelle. I hope more eBay sells for you. Appreciate it, Duncan. We are working our way. We're inching our way there on eBay, even if it's not, we're inching our way. And there was a point when eBay was our best platform. And then we talk about it in our ebook, how we messed that up. So we totally messed that up. It took us a year to get it back. We have it back, but we're slowly getting it back. So then Rich said, with Biden raising taxes, our businesses from 21% back to 20% could be the reason for slower sales and lowball offers. People are worried about future economy. That one I am not well versed on, so I wouldn't know. I do know that when the stimulus checks hit, we do notice increase in sales. So our sales have been, for us and the work we put in, we've been happy with them. But yeah, I have no idea of any more than that. I've none at all. So, okay. So then Duncan said, you can even flip eBay to eBay. I've done it. Duncan is the eBay king in the room. All right. Very good. So that was the first thing we learned, is to be flexible, but you know, in some situations you have to move fast. If you don't move fast, you could just completely go out of business. So that was mine. This is Michelle's. Michelle said that you can self-care and have a successful business. So I want to say thank you to Michelle for teaching me this one, because I'm the kind of person that I can wake up at 6 a.m, start working, and I won't stop until midnight, like when my eyes are just starting to close. And then that's my sign. Okay, it's time to go to bed. So I'm grateful for Michelle for this lesson here, because she taught me that you can slow down, you can take many breaks, you can relax a lot, and you could still have a successful business. So we slowed down a lot. So now we have scheduled breaks, and we have many. So we have Fridays is our break time. So we don't work on Fridays, or we can choose to if we want to. We do our own thing, but we don't have to work on Fridays. Saturday evenings, we don't work either. And Sunday mornings, we don't work either. So that's a lot of free time. And Michelle has even extra breaks than that every single day. These are her requests. And it leads to a happier life, right? So for me, if it wasn't for Michelle slowing me down, I would still think I'm happy. And I am happy. But honestly, now I appreciate taking those hours of my life and going to the beach or hanging out with family or driving somewhere to go on an awesome and wonderful hike, or even just going in my backyard for 15, 20 minutes at a time to enjoy the sun before lunch with my dogs. So this is so important. And so what did we do though to be able to have a successful business and take all of that time off? We hired a virtual assistant. That's all we did. We just transferred our tasks that we were pulling onto someone else. And, you know, if you're concerned, we talked about this with Brittany yesterday. If you're concerned about not having enough time, or you're feeling a little tired and you're doing this, it's not a bad idea to hire a virtual assistant. Any other need work. It's very affordable, and I just have to let you know it will pay for itself and some. So if you have any questions about that, you know what to do. Send us a direct message at our Instagram account, FlippingGals1G. We're more than happy to answer questions. But just off the top, there's Fiverr, which you can check. They have virtual assistants there. There's also Upwork, which we've actually hired a virtual assistant from there before too. Our current assistant's from another site that we are provided from a group of, we belong to a reselling group, and then they provide this one for us. And I don't remember the name of it, but it's something like virtualassistants.ph or something like that. So so please let us know if you have questions about that. I'm going to review a few of the comments that we have in the chat here. Michelle says self-care equals happy, smiley face us. And yeah, happy everyone. Happy us, happy dogs. And Michelle did say that spend time on things that matter is super important. And Duncan said, my missus says I am high maintenance, LOL. And Brittany all bossed up said, yes, that's true. You do need more breaks. I love walks. Oh, yeah. I noticed, Brittany, from watching and looking at your Instagram page that you love walks also. Yes, they're so, I love walks. They're so refreshing and very peaceful as well. So Noreen, Irish Lux reseller, said, I've been thinking about that too. Planning specific days to take a break from all of it. You will not regret it, Noreen, if you do it. I am the kind of person that thinks like, oh, I can't take time off. I'm going to miss out. But we could do that. We're more focused when we do it, and we're happier. We're happier after when we start, you know, working away. Yes. And we don't feel as burnt out. So again, thanks, Michelle. I have you to thank for that. And one other comment here from Brittany. She said, yes, you can hire one just part-time to start. You don't have to start out on a high level. So thank you, Brittany, for bringing that comment up, because I didn't mention that. Yes, that's really great advice. We actually only started with a virtual assistant 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday. That's part-time. That's super part-time. Extremely affordable. I got to say that one more time. So the third lesson, that top lesson that we learned in 2020, was to spend less time sourcing. So as I mentioned earlier, before the pandemic, Michelle and I were going once a week, like regularly, like scheduled every Saturday morning. And then of course, like sprinkled in random days where we're just like, hey, we're so excited, let's go sourcing, right? However, guess what? During the pandemic, we spent even less time than that sourcing. So we would actually do a virtual estate sale. For example, we would spend a lot of money sourcing items that we knew were, where we can make a profit on them. But that kept us busy for several months. So we didn't have to be sourcing every day. There were a couple times when I would go out to a thrift store here and there, and I noticed that I would be really tired. And I would spend many, many hours, and I wouldn't find the quality items that I could find, you know, going to a place such as an online estate sale that I knew had many things that I could bring home at once. So if maybe you do have a thrift store in your neck of the woods, or you do know a place where you can source many items. So based off of what we learned last year, we would just go there and stash up, get as much as we could, and not, you know, maybe just do it once a month instead of every weekend. And that, again, that's going to give us more time to do more of the things that we love, and also just, you know, not waste time, be more efficient with the business. So we do have a comment here from Rich. Rich said, Flipping Gals, I feel the need to spend a little time playing music, especially when open mic starts up again. Do you, what kind of music do you play, Rich? Also, do you sing? Do you sing at all? And actually, I think he responded, because Michelle asked the same question, and he said, I play guitar and write. Funny you said that. I'm thinking about a YouTube channel for that. YouTube channel for that would be awesome. Also, TikTok and Reels would also be really cool for that as well. So I'm going to go ahead And actually, the question from Rich, he says, "How do virtual estate sales work? I've not ventured into it yet." So we found our virtual estate sales, and by the way, they're still having them on Facebook. So you can go on Facebook and you can start following estate sale companies, and if they're going to have a virtual estate sale, and again, we've been following the companies that do it on Facebook, they will let you know, they will alert you. So give that a try if you are curious. So we'll go on to the next thing that we learned. And this one was, let me see, is this mine or Michelle? Yeah, the spend less time sourcing was mine. And this is Michelle. She said, "Don't be afraid to try something new." So, Michelle, since you are in the chat, would you remind me what is the new thing you tried? Oh, I remember now. We had a conversation before. So the thing that we tried that was new, it was back, I think it was in August of last year. Michelle had this idea. She wanted to create t-shirts and open a print-on-demand store. So we went ahead and tried it. You know, why not? And actually, our store did really well. So if you can remind me, Michelle, how did our store do? I think, do you remember how much revenue we got from the store in just from August to December? So August, September, October, like 4 months. And in 4 months, we did quite well on in that store. So don't be afraid to try something new. Even if you're curious, give it a try. Maybe you see someone with a print-on-demand store. You can do it. You could try it. You could do it. We didn't know if it was going to work or not. We had no idea. So we still tried it, and it went really well. So had we not tried that, we wouldn't have known or gained any confidence that we could actually add another stream of income to our business. So again, great tip, Michelle. Great lesson, I guess.
Hey, you. Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you like what you hear, please take a second to rate our podcast. Our podcast is fairly new and we're in need of comments. If you can think of anyone an episode may be helpful for, please share the episode with them. Now, back to our regularly scheduled program. And again, a million thanks for stopping by.
Not tip, right? Or both. Great lesson for us that we learned in 2020. So that's something that we could keep going now in 2021. A new stream of income, print on demand. If you're curious about print on demand too, we do have a YouTube video and or podcast where we do talk about different companies that do it and different companies and what they sell. So if you want to check that out, it's really informative. But also like another platform like Amazon, right? So I've been wanting to learn how to do Amazon and sell items on there, and I'm actually that's my thing that I'm trying out right now. That's something I'm learning right now. So the print on demand was Michelle's idea, and for me, I'm trying to learn Amazon. So yeah, we have the reselling thing down. We have eBay, Poshmark. It's almost, you know, we still do the sourcing, but we do have some help from the VA now, so we can start trying some other things. Okay, a couple of comments here that I do want to mention. So Michelle said, thank you, Michelle. She said it was over 7,000 that we made during those, we didn't make it, sorry. That was our revenue during those 4 months. And then total so far up until now is 18,000 since we opened in August. Again, that's revenue, not profit. Robin said, nice work. Thank you, Robin. Keely said, what sort of t-shirts do you produce? So we actually started with the idea of doing t-shirts, but we've expanded to doing mugs and what else do we do? Mugs, t-shirts. I forgot what else. A bunch of stuff. We do a bunch of stuff. Sweatshirts. There we go. Noreen said, wow, Michelle, that's amazing. Congrats. Thank you so much, Noreen. Brittany said, I'll check out that print on demand video. Yes, it's really, really great and informative. It's about 30 minutes long. Keely said, I have to go out and walk the dogs. We'll catch up with the rest of the live later. Bye, everyone. Stay safe. Bye, Keely from the UK. Thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy your walk with your doggies. And Noreen said, me too, Brittany. Definitely going to check out that video and your YouTube channel. Yeah, Brittany is amazing. She's such a she's a, just a businesswoman. Yeah, she's really good at strategy and our conversation that we had yesterday showed me that. So please check her out. Again, Brittany all bossed up. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and go to the next lesson that we learned that we want to share with you all. So this lesson is interesting. This one is coming from me. So it says expand your network. Like, okay, that sounds like kind of like a cliche thing to say, right? But you're not going to believe what we did last year. We actually hired a fellow reseller. He's a young man. He actually was still in college, and we hired him to be our mentor. And he taught us a lot of things. So for us, it was very interesting and an interesting experience just because of the age difference. He was much younger than us, yet he had so much to offer. So going forward, I want to continue doing that. Don't limit yourself and just only stick with people who are your age or in your age group, right? So we love all ages. We love older people. Obviously, older people have a lot in terms of experience that they can provide and give in terms of value, right? They're older, they have life experience, but younger people have so much in terms of value too that they can provide, which is just all the new trends that the young people are into. And young people, their brains are like sponges. They pick up things so fast and they know exactly where to follow the trends, what to focus on. And so just, that's what I learned. Expand your network. If you feel like you've been hanging out with a lot of people who are just like you, maybe you want to venture out and try to hang out with some people who don't look like you, and you'll learn a lot. We certainly did. We certainly did. Okay, so a couple of comments that we have here. Let's see here. So Rich said, maybe a new platform coming soon. Trump has a new site that will be launching, which will be a combination of Twitter and YouTube combined. Saw the interview a couple of days ago. That is interesting. I'm wondering how that will be, how the user experience will be on that. If it's good, then it will be successful, or it could be successful. And let's see here. Duggan said, well, I should be your next mentor, gals. Yes, yes, why not? You really kind of already are, Duncan. You're already pushing us to do better on eBay. Again, Duncan does awesome in his reseller book on Facebook. So, Duncan, I feel like you kind of already are. Thank you so much. Rich said, the teacher is always a student and the student is always a teacher. 100%. Yes. All right. So we're going to go ahead and go to the next lesson. I believe this is our last lesson, too. And so this lesson is from Michelle, who's in charge of all of our shipping. She said, always overpack delicate items. Always overpack. What does that mean? I think it means use extra shipping supplies. That's what I think it means. And I do want to say that this is completely accurate because we ordered a beautiful vintage mid-century modern radio from one of our favorite resellers, Vasquez Vintage. And they have a son, and the son also helps them with packaging. And when we got the item, it was extremely well packed. It was like a package within a package within a package. There was all sorts of packing material to make sure that the item didn't shake. There were at the very outside of the package was covered in a bag to make sure that water didn't permeate the cardboard box. It was amazingly packed by a young kid who was, I think, 13 years old at the time when he did that a few months ago. So definitely this is something we learned last year. Michelle does a pretty good job and rarely gets anything returned, but there were a couple situations rarely gets delicate items broken, right? We've definitely learned. There were a couple situations where we like to sell vintage electronics, and we had a couple of TVs that were sent back. So they, you know, the first one of the TVs, the person who ordered it wasn't there and it was supposed to go to a bar. So again, that's not surprising because business is shut down. So that TV got sent back and forth like three times. When it got here, it was a little cracked. So that made us determine like, okay, we're going to add an extra padding on there. And that's it. And that fixed that. So, that was a really good one, Michelle. So always overpack all delicate items, including vintage electronics. For me, I did make a mistake last year and I broke some Pyrex. So I definitely understuffed it. I underpacked it and I learned my lesson. box within a box within a box. So we do have a couple of comments here, and I do want to go over them. So Robin said, my daughter offers technical support for me. She's nine. This is a true story. I talked to Robin and she tells me about this. Awesome. Yes, young kids are amazing. The young people are amazing. And Noreen says, I feel like every live I go on, Duncan is a moderator. Duncan gets around. And Tootsie Avila, hi Tootsie. She said, Michelle, you're so young. Because Michelle just said, I feel old. Don't feel old. Michelle is young at heart. And she looks young. Brittany said, yes, I totally believe in diversifying your network of friends in life and in business. See that savvy? You can hear the savvy talk from Brittany that I mentioned a little while ago. And then Duncan said, I don't charge that much for mentorship. How much do you charge, Duncan? Let us know. We would like to know. Brittany said, yes, good tip. So it won't break or get damaged during shipment. Yeah, that's definitely sad for both the seller and the buyer when that happens. So I'm going to go ahead and move on to, oh, it looks like we have another lesson. And I think this one came from me. So this is reach for the higher priced items. I don't mean, you know, reach for the item that's the most expensive. I mean, find the items, obviously, that are decently priced, but you can get a high, you could sell for a higher amount. So this is a lesson that we learned. This was how we were able to keep our business going despite all the busyness that we encountered during the pandemic when it began last year in 2020. So it was a busy time for everybody, right? So I'm a part-time on paper teacher, and I've been really busy with online teaching. So there's a lot of training that needs to get done. There's a lot more contact with students in terms of technology, and it's just really, really busy, right? So what Michelle and I decided to do, if we're going to make it and continue this business, again, part of, you know, pivoting, is that we were going to find items that had a higher price tag. That way we could continue our business, right? So our business and our profits, actually, we reinvest back into the business so that we love doing this as a hobby. So it allows us to continue doing our business, and we're learning a lot about what it takes to run a business. So these are like really good life skills, and reaching for those higher priced items have allowed us to do that. So again, that's something we learned. Maybe you want to do it too. I like purchasing t-shirts. I don't know why, but I love buying graphic tees. And I get a lot of men's graphic tees, like the surfing or skateboarding ones. I grew up in Southern California, so that's just what I like. That's just what I'm used to. However, if we sell one of those, our profit may only be $10 for one of those. And the work that goes into taking a picture of that shirt, measuring it, entering into the inventory system is the same, almost the same, as if I were to buy a vintage electronic that's worth $150 or $200 for that item, right? So it makes sense in terms of profits and in terms of efficiency to go for that higher price item for us and not pick up those shirts. So I have to really restrain myself from buying those t-shirts that I absolutely love to source. And again, I have Michelle to keep me on track with that. So I'm going to go ahead and go into some of the comments here that are in the chat box. I'd like to share with all of you. So Duncan said, don't sell breakable glass or china. Duncan, we actually sell those things. So that's his tip. But Duncan, he sells stamps. So he's got it pretty easy in terms of breakage, right? Right, Duncan? How do you take care of stamps with the rain? That's my question. So Michelle said, we ship a lot of hard good, big items, and I don't want any returns when we work so hard to package them. So we might as well do a super good job. That is a really good comment, Michelle. Thank you so much for sharing that. She said, it's also super sad to see vintage items damaged. 100% agree. Yes, my heart would break on that. And so let's see here. Duncan said his mentorship price is $10,000 an hour, so we cannot for sure afford that. How about a pizza? We could definitely afford a pizza. So Tootsie said, y'all seem to be doing well. I think we'd care is important too. I'm trying to learn to put Sandra first. I think you meant to say, I want to say self-care maybe. And Sandra, yes, yes. Learn from Michelle. Michelle's teaching me. Irish Lake said, is that in US dollars in terms of Duncan's price there? All right, very good. Oh, actually, good point from Rich, though. He said that vintage graphic tees go for a lot of money and they're very fast sellers. That's a really good point. And I think that's part of also what I like to do when I'm rummaging through those tees is I'm trying to find that, you know, that treasure, that special vintage graphic tee that goes for hundreds of dollars. Okay, so we do have a slide here that says what's next. So I wanted to discuss with all of you what is next for Michelle and I, and you're gonna get the scoop right now. So Michelle and I have a lot of things going on in our lives right now. So we are actually, yeah, there's a lot stuff that we can't really tell you now, but you may hear about it a few months down the line. And so we actually are ending our series, right? So we're not ending it for good, but we're, Michelle, help me out here. I'm losing the words. We're ending the season. There we go. Our season 3 of the Flipping Gals podcast. Today is the last day. So today we have ended it and we're going to be going on hiatus. So we're going to be having a break for a few months. The break will be the rest of spring and all of summer. So please look out for us. Please subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and other places. And or also subscribe to YouTube because we will still be putting out videos. We just won't be going, we will not be doing our live podcast every week as we have been doing it. Again, because we are ending the season and please watch out for us to return during the fall of this year. So think, you know, late August, early September. So that's when you want to watch out for us. And so I'm going to go ahead and look in the comments and see if there are any reactions to this. Let's see here. So Rich said, maybe you should do a video on packing and shipping for the newer sellers here. That's really good advice, Rich. So I have footage of it. And so the next thing, maybe I can do it now with a little more time, is make a video and I'm going to pop that onto YouTube because I have all the footage. I've recorded Michelle doing that. But that's a really great tip. And then let's see here. Robin said, what? Don't go. So we're not leaving, but we are taking a break from the podcast and it's just a seasonal break. So, last year when the pandemic started, we went on live every day and then we took that from every day to 5 days a week. And then in 2021, we went from 5 days a week to 2 days a week. And now we have, you know, we have to take a break just because we have a lot going on in our lives, which we will let you know about in a few months. So if you want to find out any updates from us, please follow our account on Instagram, FlippingGals1G. And again, subscribe to youtube.com/FlippingGals1G, because we'll still be putting videos out. These videos, though, will be pre-recorded and edited. So watch out for any new ones. You can click on the notification to get a notification. We are still going to be putting out a lot of content, but it will look differently. So this is just a pause to our podcast. And the podcast will start season 4 in fall of this year, 2021. In the meantime, please watch out for content because I plan on doing more ebooks. I plan on possibly doing more articles. I also, we have articles on medium.com, so you could check us out there. And possibly webinars, you know, not sure about that, but for sure I want to do the ebooks. I want to work on some articles and I want to push content out in other ways. So we have a lot of videos already on IGTV and on YouTube and our podcast. So I want to start making other ways available as well. And probably we'll go on IG Live more often now too. So let's see here. Ron said, on to great adventures. Can't wait to see what's next. Yes, exactly. And Tootsie said, no Clubhouse either. So we are on Clubhouse. I think, Tootsie, you joined a little bit later. We are still doing Clubhouse. So again, you can find us there every Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can check out the Flippin' Gals Club. Go ahead and follow the Flippin', it's just called Flippin' Gals Club. And everyone who follows the club, I'm the moderator on the club, so I will accept all of you as members. And yes, you can definitely see us there weekly, and that's a new app. Check it out if you're not familiar with it. It is on beta. It is only available currently on, if you have an Apple product, like iPhone or an iPad. This is a tip on Clubhouse. So look up this platform. It's a social media platform. It's audio based. Look it up and reserve your name. So when someone reserves their name, if you are a contact and somebody else is on Clubhouse, it's really easy for them to accept you. So right now it is invite only because it's on beta. So it is not available to my knowledge on Android yet, unless there's something I don't know. But I've been able to accept a lot of people who signed up and reserved their screen name or their username. So that's a tip there about Clubhouse. Rich said, please be very observant and careful when you're out in public. The Asian community are getting assaulted. Women are being targeted. Very sad to see. Thank you, Rich, for your care and concern. We do appreciate that. And let's see what else. Tootsie said, wow, that's kind of deep because you've been my mentors. We're still going to be around. We're not leaving anywhere. We're just taking a little break. Please feel free to message us and check in if you ever feel like, hey, where are they? What are they up to? Or if you have questions about your reselling journey, we are more than happy to share what we can and what we know with all of you. So I think there's a comment here from Noreen. She said, oh, I'm glad you two are taking a break. I think it's good. It's a good plan to stay healthy mentally and physically to do a lot. Thank you, Noreen. We do appreciate that. Yeah, I think we'll still keep doing a lot just in a different way, right? In a more work smarter, not harder style. So yeah, so thank you again. And I'm gonna go ahead and go on to our meme here because it is Taco Tuesday. We gotta talk about that, right? So this meme is one of those cute little boards that you can arrange the letters on. And it's decorated with some tortilla chips. It says, if you don't like tacos, I'm nacho type. And I feel like, Michelle, we've used this one before, but that's okay because it's extremely appropriate anyway. And by the way, I love nachos, so I'm more of a nacho person than a taco. I can't really say that. Tacos are really bomb too. I'm a nacho and a taco person in one. So I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday. Enjoy your tacos or nachos or pizza, if that is what you're having. And thanks for a wonderful chat today. It was really popping in the chat. It was interesting conversation. Look forward to the next time we are going to be live on Clubhouse this Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Live. We hope to see many of you there. Bring your questions. We're going to be talking about pricing. So it's a business-related topic. And please don't be a stranger. Reach out to us. If you do listen to our podcast, if you don't mind leaving a review, I love reading any reviews or any feedback that you have for us. It really just makes mine and Michelle's day. So again, thanks so much for tuning in tonight. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your Tuesdays.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Like, share, and direct message us during the week if you want to talk to us or even have questions about getting started on reselling yourselves.